after 1991, there was no government. Then I was young, and then I grew up the system where there's no government. You know, there's no government, there's no police. You know, everything's in chaos. So in America, maybe someone who was in my age maybe had little access to the outside world, but I didn't have. There was no television then. Maybe the radio, people listen, but I wasn't paying attention to radio, so I didn't know what's going on. Even the neighboring countries, I heard about Ethiopia, Kenya, but I didn't know. I thought the whole system was like that way, you know, the militiamen running on the streets, killing, you know, you don't know what will happen, you know. You just have to stay there, and sometimes there are clashes between, you know, two groups, and they, you know, they're using these big, you know, guns, you know. It's very hard. When I came to Kenya, I was kind of, you know, thinking, oh, things are different, you know, in Kenya than, you know, in Somalia, because there's a government. Even though the police were doing something wrong to the Somalis, it was, you know, different. It was kind of, there was a system of government in Kenya, so it was good for me to come in Kenya before I came here, because it would still be a very hard transition, you know, if I had come here through Somalia, because I didn't know about police. But when I came here, I knew what was police. But first time when I was in Kenya, then that was when I saw police, and I was kind of scared. I didn't know whether they will shoot you out, or, you know, whether they will help you out. I don't know. I didn't know about it. And I was kind of scared, and also the different faces, the people were, you know, same, different language. So it was very hard.
Tell me a little bit about where you grew up in Somalia.
I grew up in a small town in Somalia. I mean, I came to Mogadishu later on, but when I was young, I grew up in a small town, and it's called Afgoye. It's close to Mogadishu, not too far from Mogadishu but I grew up there. It was, you know, nice to be with the neighborhoods, and first time, you know, I wasn't worried about whether it was government or not, you know. I was not worried about that. My parents were, because they had to face all the challenges, you know. They had to, you know, feed me or feed, you know, all the children, and they had to feed themselves, and at the same time they had to be safe and try to make us safe too, so it was not easy. Then I came to Mogadishu, and town, there's no big problems. Sometimes, yeah, the militia comes and they make, you know, problems there. You see all the stuff, but then when you compare with, you know, this the big city where all these young people, you know, the teenagers who came have the guns, and they, you know, they just do what they want, and they have no conscience. They don't care whether they die or they do this, or they call cut, you know. That's what they fight for. If they think they will get maybe less than cent to get from you, they will kill you. But they don't care. If you wear, you know, good clothes, and maybe you are in the jungle, maybe there's a whole big buildings that are destroyed. So you have to watch out where you're going, and you know, you have to stay on the street where people can see you, maybe, so you can call for help. So my parents were trying very hard to keep us at home. There was no education. That I didn't go to school, because my father did not let us go to outside like other kids used to, and we were like, why are you keeping us home? He was, no, I don't care, you know. It was about safety, not education, and, you know, there was no such thing. If you could keep yourself, you know, in a safe place, well, that was, you know, the priority.
So priority was to
be safe. Yeah,
to be safe.
Just to be safe, not to get education.
So what, did you go to school at all? Like, did you have any kind of schooling
in Somalia? No, I came to Kenya, then I had to just a little bit. There were guys who graduated from high school, but they used to help a little bit, help me write like alphabeticals and all that stuff. Not very big thing, you know, and maybe two words of English, like how to say how are you doing, or like girl, boy, or like, you know, just basic things. I learned a little bit how to read Somali when I came, because there was newspapers that people used to read, and I could read by just, you know, slowly, you know, not like can't just read and look at the paper and just read quick. Like, you have to go slow, and I had to spell out every, like, because it was my language, it was a little bit easier.